This is WSGW and your morning team show. Dave and Pat and Arch and Charlie, and most importantly, you. I cannot believe I'm actually going to do this story. But it's a true story, so I have to.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning.
And we got to set it up with the proper music.
In fact, it was a little.
When's the last time you heard Carl Douglas?
This
is 1973 of Kung Fu Fighting. Should remind you, you're listening to WSW The Morning Team Show online at WSW.com. On air with 100.5 and 790 and through Alexa and Siri. Give me a huh. Thank you. All right, you're in studio with Dave and Pat and Charlie and Art Lewis in your home studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning. The last time I heard this song was when I played it live in 1973 on the radio, probably.
Well, I have on the morning team page the story link so you can see the video evidence. And I've had this story for about a week. I'm like, do I? Don't I? I mean, really? No. Then I see it. In another place, and okay, well, again, and perhaps again, once again, as we often talk about, it's a service to you. So if this story, you become aware of it, you already know it, and you won't have to spend time on it. So it's a story from Reuters, very respected news organization.
Yes.
And because there's video evidence, so it's a story that comes out of a village in central China, and it reads like this: Wang Lutai is no ordinary kung fu master. He's 65 years old in a village in central China. In this village, they practice a unique and excruciating-looking strand of martial arts.
Well, good.
It is known as Iron Crotch Kung Fu.
I beg your pardon?
You heard me right.
The most show here.
The most famous.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Well, again, this is actually happening.
It's a skill set, is what you're saying.
The most famous techniques involves a steel plate capped log, 6.5 feet in length, that weighs 88 pounds. It swings through the air and smashes into.
Oh!
Oh!
Video evidence. Pat Johnston, Dave Maurer, can you see that?
Yeah, I'm watching. All right. Darn!
Yes!
Oh!
Well, I don't have to see it. Your sound was enough to visualize.
You're making me watch it again. Oh.
I have a video.
There are advantages to being home.
Yeah. So. Oh,
slow motion?
Yeah. Oh. Slow. Again, he's the head of a martial arts academy in this village. He says, when you practice Iron Crotch Kung Fu, as long as you push yourself, you will feel great. He's been practicing.
I'm hoping they're wearing some kind of protection.
No.
It doesn't appear so.
When you're practicing the technique, which he has been doing for around a half a children, and by the way, he has two children. He says, with the correct methods and sufficient practice, it does not hurt and has no effect on fertility.
He's 65?
He's 65 years old.
He doesn't worry about
that
anymore.
He doesn't worry about, yeah.
Oh, yeah? Remember
well,
Bob?
Who knows?
Bob Barker?
Well,
you know,
I suppose.
Yeah. Well, there's others,
yeah. Yeah.
This style of kung fu, by the way, a historically fiercely guarded secret. But there's concern that over the years, fewer and fewer men are taking it up.
I wonder why.
There were once around 200 people that regularly practiced the Iron Crotch Kung Fu, but now there are just over 20, and he's hoping that with the publicity that he's now trying to outreach, that
Gosh.
More people will be willing to.
I don't think so.
In fact, well, the efforts have gained them several new students across some cities in China who, of course, are using social media. He says his dream will come true. He says if there are more students who carry it forward and can spread it through the whole country and the world, if they can carry this form of kung fu forward, then my dream will come true.
I got a great idea.
Oh, what's that?
We'll start a league.
Oh, yeah.
The Iron Crotch League. and we'll stock the players with far-left Democrats and far-right Republicans and let them go at each other.
Well, and if that's not enough for you...
not another one.
There's a fellow master who was with him in his martial arts academy who says, oh, by the way, we also have iron throat, iron head, iron chest, and iron back as well.
Yeah.
So if iron crotch doesn't
interest you. You know the problem? You know the problem here?
What's that?
Problem is they've got iron brains.
He's 65. I mean, look at this guy.
He's a glutton for punishment.
He's conversation. Looks happy there.
He looks very pleased. Yes.
I mean, you know, he's just big smile on his face.
I think he's enjoying life.
Show it to Pat again, just so I can hear the sound effect.
Oh, there you go.
As a service to you, ladies and gentlemen, once again, on the Morning Team Show. You see, we have investigated this story, so now you know need to investigate.
That's so kind of you.
Seriously, it's come up in any number of different places that I...
You're visiting.
You go to some strange places, don't you, Charlie?
That I visit on the online. So there you go. If you go to WSJW.com, scroll on the homepage, find the Morning Team box, and you can click on today's date, Tuesday, December 15th, 2020, and all the things that we have done on this morning's team show, including this particular story, you can find there.
Mr. Miyagi did not teach Danielson.
No, you never saw that.
In Karate Kid.
Karate Kid.
No.
1, 2, or 3. 8:49 is the time on WSJW. Not only can I not believe I've done that story, but I'm sure there are several other people listening to the Morning Team Show that can't believe I've done it either.
Yeah, there was one phone call ringing that I think I recognized the name, and I wasn't about to pick it up because he's called before about some of these stories.
It's 8:50 on WSGW. It's not a joke, though. Again, we only deal with truth on the Morning Team Show. Maybe I need to investigate Iron Mouth. And that would please our listeners.